A year after the assassination of Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, that country is still deeply divided over its future. This week, a rally estimated at 1 million Lebanese marked Mr. Hariri's death with political speeches, openly charging Syria with his murder. But as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut, there are still powerful pro-Syrian forces in Lebanon.
The offices of Al Nahar, a prominent Beirut newspaper, overlooks the city's central square. A large portrait of the paper's popular columnist, Gibran Tweni, hangs over the front entrance in memory of his death a few months ago in a massive car bomb explosion. His 82-year-old father, Ghassan Tweni, still runs the newspaper. From his eighth-floor office this week, the elder Tweni watched the rally build on the square below, listened to Lebanese politicians challenge Syria and its allies in Lebanon.
I mean, what do we do? Keep saying, oh, we can't beat Syria, we can't challenge Syria, and be shot one after another.
Tweni and others blame Damascus for a campaign of bombings and assassinations that has targeted anti-Syrian politicians and journalists. Fearing for their lives, other political leaders have fled the country. Still others stay home and heavily guarded. Jada Kawi, who helped organize this week's rally, says Lebanon cannot function under this pressure.
You know something, the problem is they're telling you we want to kill you, and they're killing you. It's another way of living a war.
This is one way of protesting that war, as demonstrators converged on the city square, waving Lebanese flags to mark the anniversary of Hariri's death. Organizers wanted to revive last year's spirit, when the rallying cry was independence. This year, the focus was on Lebanon's president, Amir Lahoud, handpicked by Syria. Political leaders pledged to drive Lahoud from office in the next 30 days. It is a new and daring strategy, says political analyst Rami Houri.
They needed a political focus, which I think they got, which was the presidency. That kind of rejuvenates, I think, the political spirit. So we'll see how they handle it now.
Lebanon's president has vowed to keep his seat, but his challengers, led by Hariri's son, Saad Hariri, now have a majority in parliament. Again, Rami Houri.
And it will lead to resistance from the Syrians and resistance from some Lebanese groups. So this is really a test of their political savvy.
It is also a test of Lebanon's complicated sectarian politics. Many Shiite Muslims stayed away from the rally this week, as they did a year ago. Powerful pro-Syrian parties dominate Shiite politics. Hezbollah, a Shiite Islamist organization, also has ties to Iran. It has meant a split between Shiite Muslims and Sunnis, says Dima Sensenig Dubus, a lawyer and professor of media studies.
They say that Shiites are actually the biggest majority, and maybe it's on their own, they're a majority in the country. And that's a very scary reality, I think, to everybody, because I think they will take the country in a different direction, which I would not like.
For Dubus, that direction is an anti-Western alliance with Syria and Iran. It's why the leaders of the rally this week said they were determined to take a stand. Misbah Adhab is a member of parliament.
I think any Lebanese who wants or who hopes that this country will have the possibility to get into being a modern country, open to the world, not in disagreement with the international community, has the impression of being marginalized.
The challenge to Lebanon's Syrian-backed president sets the stage for a more open political battle to come. Deborah Amos, NPR News.